welcome
to the Mind Kitchen. We're back. We're back with another brilliant episode of the Mind Kitchen, the kitchen in your mind. And I'm sitting here eating pizza at Roberta's with three excellent dudes. And they're drinking beers, they're drinking Coors, and they're about to think up three excellent recipes and pitch them to me. I'm going to give them five ingredients, and of course, that's how it goes down here in the Mind Kitchen. We're listening to Iron Maiden. We're going to be listening to Iron Maiden all through the night. Brave New World being the album, the album we've chosen. And the sponsor is the Barter House. The Barter House is a proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. The Barter House works with family vineyards and small bottlers from around the world to bring only the finest, most flavorful wines to the market. To learn more about the Barter House, please visit them on the web at thebarterhouse.com or call them at 917-463-3076. Woo-woo! All right. I've also got a couple prizes here that you guys are going to LOV. The first being Face Melter Hot Sauce, which is incredible. A Zagat's Guide, a copy of Chili Pepper Magazine, wowzers. And a bottle of wine from the Barter House. Also, the grand prize from Victorinox, a ceramic knife. The sharpest Ooh. Knife in all of science. And that's what I've heard. Let's go around and meet these people now. It's time to talk about them, not me. Although I will mention that you should visit chilitakedown.com. I'll tell you more about that later. But I've got Robert Fernandez, Matt Langland, and John Hoppen. Not in that order. Let's introduce them. Hey, John.
Yeah.
Talk about yourself, dude. This guy's from Heritage.
Yeah.
So also, he's kind of a local when it comes to the Roberta scene.
I wanted to pipe my websites first.
Yeah, do that.
I got to be like www.hoppinworld.com.
Really?
www.hoppinrecords.com.
Really?
Yes.
You've got your own record label?
Yeah, that's right. I'm the president. I just released a 15-minute EP of songs that I recorded in 2005. But really, the next thing, you can get it on iTunes. Just write in John Hoppen, JohnHoppin. Just write it in there in the iTunes search, and you come up with, I got two albums out there.
Do you sleep? That's incredible.
Sleep is the cousin of death, my friend.
What kind of music?
Oh, all kinds. You know, we got something for everybody, for grandma, for the little kitties, everything.
So what do you think of the Iron Maiden plan?
You know, I love Maiden. I like to go hard or go home. That's why I came to this show today, to win this show.
You're going to win. It's so obvious. And it's ridiculous.
I think it's pretty weak. Okay.
Well, the prizes?
Hold on. I want to make a motion.
Oh, okay.
I would like to make a motion that the winner takes all of it.
That is insanely uncool. No, I want a first, second, and third place. I want everyone to leave with a happy smile on their face.
All of that.
Well, he's confident he's going to win. With that kind of trash talk, he's probably not going to win. You know why? Because your recipes are fairly superfluous. My brain doesn't work that way. I want to be wowed by the personality as well as the recipe, as well as the... I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what you guys produce.
Is this an intro or is it still my time?
I'm ready to go. I'm sorry.
No, I just need to hit that again. I could www.hoppinworld.com, www.hoppinrecords.com.
And that's your time. Hey, Robert Fernandez.
Matt. How you doing?
So good to have you, dude.
Thanks.
And by the way, this guy runs one of the best barbecue events in the city, if not the best. And he actually allowed me to judge one of them.
That's right. Yeah, I run Grillin' on the Bay, which is New York's only barbecue contest. It's not just an event. It's a contest. Tracks cooks from all over the country, world class.
And it's sanctioned. It's sanctioned officially, nationally sanctioned.
Nationally sanctioned. You know, the teams play for real money, real prizes, and prestige.
Yeah, and they're coming over from all over the country.
Yeah. Yeah, we get 30 teams, people from Maine, Ohio, Florida, California, all over the place.
The New England Barbecue Foundation?
Society.
Society mm-hmm. was all over that with
Very
the sanctioning.
Proper. Yes.
Yeah.
Nebs.
I had to sign papers. I had to. Yep. There was so many hoops before I got to actually try
exactly.
this stuff.
They take it real serious. You got to get certified. There's all sorts of rules. But it's a great time. A lot of great food next year.
Yeah, 30 things. I could only try 10 of them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Plus, we had stealing from Matt's great chili takedowns. We do a chili throwdown.
We had
36 different teams doing that this year. And just a great time.
How did that go, the chili throwdown?
It went great. I mean, all the chili went, so it was fantastic.
Dude, I've been doing takedowns now. I just got back from Minneapolis. I did a takedown in Minneapolis. It was a bacon takedown. It went super awesome. And now I'm going to Seattle and I'm going to San Francisco in August to do lamb takedowns.
There you go.
For that crowd. So varsity. It used to be just over in Brooklyn I was doing this thing. In the Bell House.
Yeah.
You competed.
I've competed in
How'd you do? Yeah, you smoked some meats.
Yeah, I did a lamb takedown in one of your early... I think your second chili takedown.
Huh.
So it's been a while.
Well, thanks for coming on the show, dude. This is Varsity. Right. Guess who else I got? I got Matt Langlin, very good friend.
Hi.
And the artist for the takedowns. He's designed the art on the face melter. He's designed all of the posters for every takedown event. Plus, he's a fine artist who has his works available at MatthewLanglin.com.
Yeah, thanks. I've got a lot of visibility thanks to your...
Please. But, dude, talk about yourself.
Yeah, no, I'm a painter here in Brooklyn. You can see my work at MatthewLanglin.com.
And it's rad.
Check it out. Also,
Langlin World.
Yeah, I don't have a world thing going on like you do, but it sounds pretty cool. I might use it. I don't know. It just makes the URL a little longer.
.tv. I wonder if that's a good one again.
Yeah. And also, I'm going to be in a show in September.
Where? Whoa.
At Camel Art Space.
Camel?
On Metropolitan, just off the Graham Stop and the Yale.
Sweet. That's a huge gallery?
Yeah. It's a. They do shows.
Williamsburg Gallery. It's Williamsburg,
a
Brooklyn.
A four-person show.
He was previously at what's the name of the prestigious gallery?
Oh, Jack the Pelican, who is closed now. Too bad.
Mm.
But anyway, show in September. September 10th, it's going up at Camel Art Space.
Sweet. So super, super hardcore artist.
Very exciting.
Barbecue aficionado and
HopinWorld.com. HopinRecords.com.
And him. Listen, you guys know the rules to the Mind Kitchen. You know how it goes down. You know how important it is that there be a winner and a couple losers. I'm going to give you guys the ingredients. The five ingredients, starting with quinoa.
Quinoa?
Quinoa.
There you go.
Shit.
Black-eyed peas.
Peas.
Limes. Coors Light. Rats. Welcome to the Mind Kitchen, you guys. Get mind cooking now.
Cooking now.
Cooking now. Back to the Mind Kitchen, everybody. And I am super, super psyched because I know that I am just about to be wowed. I've got three lovely gentlemen here who presented three lovely main courses. John, let's hear what you came up with in the Mind Kitchen starting now.
I have to start again.
Yeah.
You're the foodie, man.
I have to start. Oh, okay. Fine. I bet you guys didn't know that in order to eat quinoa, you must soak it for about 15 minutes. Because what will be on the outside of the grain is kind of a soapy-tasting residue. And in fact, as you soak it, in the 15 minutes, at the top will form a scum. And it's you're all going to, you know, work it in.
Well, now I made sure that if you didn't know that I actually...
Yeah, thanks for going first.
...sifted and took care of that scum.
John prepared all our quinoa for us, so we're good.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So I soaked the quinoa, okay?
Yeah, well done. Super, super good.
Can I give it to you in the order of, like, how I would make it if I was making it all at once?
Oh, yeah. That sounds good. Pitch me any which way.
Okay. So the first thing I would mess with are the beans. That's my dessert. But that would take the longest. So I would start with that. I would put them in the pressure cooker for about 15 minutes. And while they were in the pressure cooker, I would also soak the quinoa. And at that same time, I would start preparing the rat. The rat. The centerpiece of this meal.
Obviously.
Yeah. Obviously. It called out, but also the Coors Light. Something about that, the brand specificity says, use me, John, and don't just drink me.
Yeah. Totally. If you just try to refresh yourself during the courses.
I want a lime. Thinking about, like, I'll have a lime and a beer, and I'll blow up myself and the rest of the whole world. That's what I thought about. I was trying to go, Artie. Okay, so at the same time, now it's time to make the rat. It's rat time. You know, and when a dead rat, I assume it's been, like, defollicled. And you know that in South America, in the places where they eat and harvest quinoa naturally, they would eat the guinea pig.
Right.
You actually, about four blocks away from here, can buy guinea pig in the Associated on Knickerbocker Avenue.
Do you have to slaughter it yourself?
Yeah, how does it come?
It comes, like, wrapped in plastic. It's dead. It's
kind of like a rabbit.
Like a rabbit.
Near Roberta's, you can buy guinea pigs.
And you say defollicled. Is it not defollicled?
I mean, no hair. It has no hair. Yeah, it's been scalded, I think.
It's been gutted and cleaned. I mean, it's...
Yeah, and that.
Gorgeous. So, I'm going to go buy some.
Yeah, they're not cheap.
Well, what are you going to do with your rat?
So, rat, I'm here with the barbecue guy. You got me thinking about that guy. He's not you, so I'm going to forget him. You know?
Of course.
Steven
Redcorn.
Yes. Right? A competitive barbecue circuit kind of individual. So I thought, okay, in the homage, now they were here with New York City's only barbecue commish. Right? Can I call you that?
You can call me that, yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Wow. New York City's only barbecue commish.
You're a commish!
This guy right here is a wartime consigliere, if I ever saw one.
Put your face up to the mic a little better. I want to hear it just like I heard it just then.
Oh, yeah, problem. We can all be wartime consigliaries together. So what we got to drink half that beer first, right? So we're going to do beer can chicken, beer can rat. That's what, I mean, comes natural, right? Let's barbecue it, right?
Yeah, sounds good.
I'm going to stuff the beer can right up in that rat. It's got to be a New York City rat, right? I mean, I imagine. The NYC rat, you could fit a barbecue or a can of beer up in there.
Honestly, that's the best way to make a chicken, so it's got to be the best way to make a rat.
But I've actually heard that if you use the Coors Light with the blue, that does not work. It's something about the technology, it'll melt on the barbecue. So you're not to use Coors Light blue. Maybe you get kind of a Coors Light silver bullet.
No, get a different can. Put the Coors Light in that can. You're good to go.
Exactly. Or you could kind of get, like, they have Coors Light in Oakland. It's the official beer of the Oakland Raiders. And it comes in, like, a silver and black can that I don't think has the blue treatment.
Which, what, poisons the food?
I think there is some chemical that turns the can blue. And whatever that is, probably you don't want on the inside of your rat, fouling the flavor and perhaps inhibiting future generations.
Wow, that sounds like over-worrying. That sounds like...
That's what we do.
Lawyer speak.
New York City rat. Okay, so it's shoved
fresh
up
killed
in there.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Okay.
Right? Yeah, sounds good.
I saw a peregrine falcon right around here about a block away the other day, and I was like, that falcon is so full of rats right now. So full of rats. Like, how can it fly? It was kind of flying. There's, like, tails hanging out of its butt. Okay. So I kind of lost. Okay, shove it up in there. Indirect heat, right? I kind of feel a little shy because you're the man.
I can't give you any hints, you know what I mean?
Okay.
We are competing.
I'll say indirect heat. I heard there was some flour available. I would flour it lightly and add a little butter just to give it, like, a little crispy, you know, who knows?
Oh, yeah. I'm a little crispy outside to get the skin right.
A little texture. Based,
sure.
You know? Anyway, that's barbecuing. You got your quinoa soaking. You would then put that on the flame. Now you're going to get those beans out of the pressure cooker, mash them up with a bunch of sugar, right? Strain, then mash, right?
Yeah.
Add sugar, add milk, add butter all together, right? Off, not on any heat, then chill, right? And you'll get kind of, if you add enough sugar, I think you will get an Asian dessert, is what I decided. Like, kind of like a bean base.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you got a
black
rat.
Black-eyed peas, by the way.
Yeah.
I only picked black-eyed peas because they're the nastiest pea.
Yeah.
I didn't picture that going in a dessert.
If you had enough sugar, if you had enough sugar, you could do it.
Okay.
I was busy thinking about that cannon, that rat, about like how that's going to work out. You know, I once went to the doctor. You know, he's like, bend over and cough. I was like, buddy, you know, you should buy me a drink first. He said, trust me, you should buy me a drink.
Was that a joke?
No, everything about that was true. Should have bought. So when the quinoa comes out, just add some butter. It works great with lime, you know. I use preserved lemons at home with the quinoa at the end. And give it like a limey flavor. Nice. And it'll stand up to the rat, I think, pretty well.
That's brilliant. You've managed to use... And what have we all agreed on how to pronounce quinoa?
Quinoa is how
you pronounce it. Yeah. God! I never say it. I just read it, and that's why.
Eat it. You should forget about reading it.
I got it in my cupboard at home. I'm actually thinking about eating it.
How do you spell it?
Red quinoa.
Q-U-I-N-O-A. And it's pretty delicious. That's what they say. But you never cook, do you, Matt? Wait a minute. I can't wait to hear what you made then.
Night.
Because it's going to blow my mind. But
you
Robert,
set me up tonight, yes. Man.
Robert Fernandez, I'm super psyched to hear if you could possibly beat what we just heard.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, shouldn't you?
Whoa.
Made me go first. You know?
There you go. Well, I know I'm the barbecue guy, but I'm only going to smoke the rat tail. I mean, that's the only part of this thing that's going to see a smoker is the rat tail. So
why would you smoke the rat tail? What are you going to do with it? It's all bone and skin.
It's a delicious treat.
It makes a great popsicle stick.
Oh, whoa. Okay.
All right. So I kind of took the Monty Python approach, you know. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the rat sketch of Monty Python. I'm very much aging myself here.
You'll probably kill the spirit of everybody in this room.
Just a flesh wound. That's all I know. It's a flesh wound.
Yeah, I heard something about a bunny that blows up.
Me.
Well, there's a sketch where the guy comes home from dinner and it's... I'm sorry, they go into a restaurant and they order and the waitress is like, well, what do you have? It's like rat tart, rat pudding, rat sorbet, rat meatloaf, and spam.
Oh, so yeah,
it becomes spam
.
Eventually, but spam's not allowed in this game, unfortunately.
Yeah, of course not. Of course not. It's not in the pantry.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, so the first thing I do is I debone the rat, put the bones in a little pot, make a nice little stock out of the bones, which is going to be used in a gravy later. So we'll start out with, God, I can't even read my own writing anymore. Okay, a deep-fried rat snout with a beer-battered black-eyed pea crust.
Rat snout? Is there a lot of meat in the? I just picture cartilage out in that snout.
Yeah, nice little chewy, you know, kind of like a small version of a pig snout.
Huh.
So
just pull it all away from the face and fry it up.
Exactly. Just enough fat in there to be tender.
Ooh. Get a really big rat.
Hey, New York City rats, right?
Yeah, absolutely. They're cat size. Go for it.
Okay, and then for the main course, it's rat three-way. I've been watching too much Top Chef here. So we got a quinoa stuffed rat skulls. So with the brains pulled out of there, made a nice little cavity, stuffed with quinoa, some lime zest.
Stuffed with quinoa. So. Did you do that, John Hoppin? You didn't stuff skulls with quinoa.
No.
I really that's pretty cool. It's pretty metal.
It's going to look seriously metal on a plate.
Okay. The second part of this is a braised rat thigh with a lime coulis, followed up by
what's a lime coulis?
Yeah,
a lime coulis is just like a little acidy sauce. So just, you know, take the lime. Since I already zested the lime, now I've got the flesh and the juice of the lime.
And that should cut the strong gamey flavor of the rat thigh.
Exactly.
Sure.
Exactly. And then finally, the rat breast tartare with, a little bit of a pan gravy, which comes from cooking the thighs. And taking the broth from the rat bones. And to finish it up is take that smoked rat tail and use it as a popsicle stick for a Coors Light Lime popsicle.
That sounds awful. The worst dessert that's ever appeared on the Mind Kitchen.
Hey,
how so? That's pretty cool.
What, a beer popsicle?
It's awful.
Sounds
cool.
Good to you?
It's very cool.
It's super cool. A beer popsicle is what kids can have.
Well, especially since Coors Light. Come on, you know.
Yeah.
This can go with kids.
Coors Light. Oh, it sounds horrible. All right. Well, more on you later. That's brilliant. I was impressed by the imagination.
Yeah, no, the rat's tail thing. Is a nice touch.
Right, right. Matt, easily, this guy has created posters, and for those of you who aren't aware, his posters feature Warrior princesses riding war pigs into battle. Women with squid legs holding spears and holding back a planet with an eyeball.
I appreciate
it.
What you're These doing are, is you're like you're giving me a good build up. For
No.
A
it's just
shitty,
that one. No.
Three course meal.
All right, just start talking.
You do a great
pitch
job.
Them. I wasn't building you. I was being honest. He's brilliant. And this,
yeah, but I know
nothing.
Anyway,
you're an artist.
Humor me and forgive me. This is what I was going to do for a starter.
Yeah.
I was going to take the limes, a lime, and have it, right? Cut it in half. Remove the fruit. What I've done is like boiled the quinoa.
Oh, good.
Well, actually, now that I know how to do it, I've soaked it for at least 15 minutes and boiled it because I've assumed that it's supposed to be treated like rice.
Yeah, sure.
And what'd you do with the scum?
It's basically like
put
rice.
It in the sink.
Removed.
It needs sinked it.
It's like about 2-1.
I've cut the lime in half, removed the fruit, but left like maybe a teaspoon of the juice inside of each half. The prepared quinoa I stuff into each half. So you have two little hemispheres of quinoa filled a lime.
Oh, yeah.
Right. It's like a lime. Is this for the appetizer?
Two little cups to eat your quinoa out of a lime half. Yeah, that's
the
appetizer.
The
yeah.
There's a little bit of salt in there and butter, too, to flavor.
See, now I'm listening.
This is my imagination.
Now
right?
I'm listening.
Salt and butter flavor. Good.
I'm enraptured. That sounds delicious, Matt. Please continue.
No, look, I'm not ashamed. I know. I know nothing about this stuff. And for an entree, this is what I've done. I've soaked the peas. I know you're supposed to soak peas for a long time.
Ooh, they are black-eyed peas. They're kind of like beans.
So the grossest peas on the planet.
You don't have to soak them to get like toxins out of them?
You can do that. Dried version. You soak for
overnight.
In some
way, we should all soak to remove toxins.
Yeah. I've soaked them in water and also beer to Ooh. Flavor, whatever.
Nice.
And then I've taken these peas and like made a paste out of them with a mortar and pestle. Is that
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I put in some pepper in order
like
to make
alchemy.
It.
This is an education.
I'm hoping it's like alchemy.
It's like you're an artist, like a renaissance, like it's alchemy.
I'm trying to unleash like hidden qualities in all these things.
So what are you going to make? Like a?
So I made a paste, you know, a peppery, salty paste out of these peas that I'm going to spread over like a rare broiled rat shank.
Well, you is make it like a hummus is what you're saying.
Yeah, but I'm going to use it as like a paste to go over whatever piece of the rat that I've cooked.
Rat shank.
You know what's a shank? Like a piece of thigh or something?
The lower half of the leg.
You're losing points there with that what's a shank.
Dude, I don't expect to even have any points.
I like you. I like what's going on here.
He's good because he's thinking on his feet.
But here's the thing. It's sort of like
just
you
make
guys,
it up. Make it up. Just be like, what is a rat
are
shank?
Brilliant and also really imaginative. But I'm approaching it like Tom Hanks on that desert island. Like I've got five things and I don't even know what to do with them.
Matt's what? Your volleyball?
Oh,
yeah, right. With a face on it. I'm just like, this is what I know how to do. And I don't know. I would cut, like, if I had that rat, I would be touching it to feel what the most meaty part is and then remove that. And then, like.
And we call it a shank. Yeah.
Shank.
No, I'm with that.
And then I would, like, you know, put the broiler on. And then, you know, put some oil in the pan. Heat it up. I'd be doing it rare because you want to preserve the
right.
that gamey
You're from
flavor.
The Midwest, but you like it rare. You're one of the few.
That's why my wife is Israeli.
Ah.
She taught me how to appreciate the rare meat.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, that's cool.
I don't know. I don't know if Israelis like.
I'd take you for a well done kind of guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually.
Gross.
But I'm learning how to.
All right.
I'm boring everybody, right?
No, I'm loving this.
Here's the dessert. I take the Coors Light. And then cut it with water so that I can not freeze it, but make a slush out of it in the freezer.
Right, sure.
Add a little bit of sugar and lime juice, and I've made like a slushy.
Like a slushy, a beer slushy.
And
what I have
done is cut the can in half, and I'm serving it in half of a can. You eat it with a spoon.
Nice.
Yum. Okay.
You use a food processor, maybe.
That's your dessert.
Yeah.
There's a technical term for that, the slushy. You just put it in a pan and just every once in a while run a fork through it as it freezes.
Yeah, what's that?
I can't remember the name.
Oh, great. What a
Sorry,
show.
Man.
Wait, slushy isn't the technical term?
Well, it should be, and that's how we're all going to know it. We know exactly what you're talking about.
Drinking, of course, it's slushy, yeah.
All right, thank you, guys. That was all very brilliant, and we're coming back after this break to judge you harshly in another episode.
Isn't that Granitas?
Mind Kitchen! Nice.
Yeah!
Back to the Mind Kitchen! Okay, we're here. We're here in the Mind Kitchen right now, and we're going to find out just who won. We listened to some amazing, amazing recipes. And Jack in the Booth is coming through the door right now to give you his opinion of what went down today just now.
First and foremost, I'm looking for a doctor. Can you help me out?
What does that mean?
You're a doctor. Can I have his contact information?
My doctor?
Your doctor, yeah.
Why?
You
Why
told his a doctor? Beautiful story about you and your doctor. And bending over and having drinks.
That guy would never send you to him. I got this other doctor. He got sent to me. They said, John, you'll like him. He's a mensch. You know, this guy on 14th Street. He's so good. They were like, he's a mensch like you. And I'm like, what's a mensch? But I'm here walking and talking today, so he ain't that bad.
Well, anyway, I love John's stories in terms of his meal. And it was good. It was drawn out. Ultimately, I was mostly drawn to Robert, who did some things that I've never heard done on the Mind Kitchen. I disagree with you respectfully, Matt. That what? Dessert sounded incredible. I would be the first guy licking that rat tail. At the end of the popsicle.
You can't turn down that opportunity.
And although Matt did not know what a shank was, I really enjoyed his meal as well. And I imagined that pea paste to be very good.
Okay.
The pea paste.
The pea paste.
Well, pea paste.
I pictured it like a hummus. I pictured that being cool. What
you guys can help me improve on it.
It's probably the best one. Is that what you're trying to say?
You know, it's tough. It was between John and Robert, but... the dessert put me over the edge.
All right.
I went with Robert.
Wow.
Wow.
As if his opinion even mattered.
Right.
He went with Robert.
Wasting my time. Thanks.
Right. Here we go. Now we're listening to Matt Timms. ChiliTakedown.com. No, ChiliTakedown.com. No, you can't speak over the most important website of all time.
.com.
So anyways, check this out, you guys. I thought it was all very smart. Matt, let's start with you. Oh, my God. You didn't know what a shank was. That's not important because we rolled with it and we figured out what it was on the way. On the way to a slushy, a beer slushy, would actually taste good. I wasn't convinced by that app. But a beer slushy with tons of sugar and lime could work. Robert, there's no way in hell you're going to freeze beer, especially Coors Light, and want to lick on it with a popsicle, especially... If you're going to lick your way down to a
imagine if the tail isn't even straight, but sort of like a curly cue.
Pressing treat of all time.
No, it's very
much
metal.
Like much like the worm in the tequila bottle. No, you get through with that
I can't believe
that
you're not
tail,
like,
you'll
on
be
board
freaking
with
out.
I am, the only thing I'm on board with is the rat tail, and that's only because I agree. Yes, it's metal. Now, the stuffed skulls, once again, presentation. I was completely floored by the stuffed quinoa.
Quinoa.
And deep fried snouts. Yummers. What's not to love about deep fried snouts? Now, John Hoppin.
I win!
Wait a minute!
We have to duke it out here.
So
arm wrestling.
So you had that quinoa app, which was
it's a two-syllable word, okay? It's a two,
I'm not going to pronounce it right
syllable
on this show
word.
For you. You know what kills me? Why no one's done beer can anything before. That's just brilliant. You just did...
I've never even heard of that before.
Beer can rat. I mean, what's not to love about beer can rat?
That's classic.
I'd love to tell you that you won, but Robert really just he killed it with his presentation. And I think you
skulls,
you
baby skulls.
The I've snouts. Been had. What? Listen, you're getting a bottle of wine out of this.
No. We agreed amongst ourselves that it's all or nothing.
All or nothing? You guys I'm are going to reject nothing. Your prizes?
We're giving them to Robert.
Yeah. Wow. Robert is getting a Chili Pepper magazine, a Zagat, face melter hot sauce, a bottle of wine, and last but not least, a Victorinox ceramic knife.
Cool.
Worth billions of dollars, and it's the sharpest knife in the world.
Is that the rat flaying knife?
It's the yeah. Well, right. how mad are you, John?
I'm fuming over here. You know, I have a pit. I have a pit of anger in my stomach.
I didn't want this to go down
no,
like
seriously.
This.
Seriously, you're
I didn't
lucky.
Want this to happen.
You're lucky you made me sit down.
I'm
I tried
lucky.
To stand, and if I had stood, I would have put this chair through the window.
Hey, we're all trying to calm down here. I gotta calm everyone down on a latest episode of the Mind Kitchen.